back to Mr. Keene and the Yellow Talon murder case. The strange and terrifying murder of pretty Helen Carter brings Mr. Keene, the famous investigator, and his partner, Mike Clancy, to the Carter home 50 miles from New York, the scene of the crime. The victim appeared to have been attacked by some gigantic bird, and the only clue discovered so far is a large, broken yellow talon, as sharp as a knife. Now it's shortly after midnight, and in the room Mr. Keene and Mike have been given, Mike is suddenly awakened from his sleep by the sound of someone moving about. Quietly, Mike reaches under his pillow for his revolver, and then raises himself on one elbow and prepares for action.
Don't move. Whoever you are, mister, don't move or I'll shoot.
It's me, Mike. Everything's all right.
Mr. Keene, what are you doing, sir?
I heard someone moving about the house. Don't put the lights on, Mike. Just slip into your robe and slippers and follow me.
I'll be right with you, boss. Just one second.
Ready, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Then follow me. This way, down the hall.
This house seems to be as quiet as a tomb.
I'm sure there's a prowler about, though.
Boss, look. There's a light moving towards us at the end of the hall.
Someone with a candle in his hand. Stand back against the wall until he reaches us. He hasn't seen us yet.
Boss, it's...
Yes, Mike.
It's Philip Carter's uncle, Jonathan Briggs.
Looking for something, Mr. Briggs?
What are you doing, Mr. Keene? Spying on me?
I was just wondering what you were up to at this hour.
You and your partner here think I'm crazy, don't you? You think there's something wrong with my mind.
On the contrary. I believe you're a lot more aware of what's going on than you appear.
You're looking for a murderer, aren't you? You're looking for the man who killed my niece, Helen. Well, maybe you'll have two murderers on your hands.
What do you mean by that?
Kim Bradhurst killed my pet falcon. He killed one of my birds for no reason at all. Because he wanted to see how miserable he could make me. Well, when I get my hands on Bradhurst, he'll wish he'd never been born.
Mr. Briggs, maybe you ought to go back to your room.
Don't touch me. I can take care of myself. I'm not as old and decrepit as my nephew seems to think. He may be supporting
let
me, but...
Let go of me! Let go!
Help! Help me, someone!
Mr. King.
It's coming from that room, Mike.
That's the maid's room, Amy's.
The door's locked, boss.
Break it down, Mike.
What's going on?
Why, it's Eloise, my nephew's fiancée.
What's the trouble, Eloise?
This maid, Amy, is a thief. She's got a room full of things that belong to Helen Carter. I heard her prowling around the house, and I followed her here to her room. I caught her with my purse. I left it downstairs on the table by mistake before I went to bed.
Is that true, Amy?
Well, I guess there's no point in saying no. You have the evidence.
What's the trouble, Mr. Keene? What's going on here?
I'm afraid your housemaid, Amy, is in a very difficult situation, Philip. She's evidently a thief.
Look, Philip. The closet door is open. There's a pair of shoes that belong to your sister, Helen. She even stole her clothes.
Miss Eloise, what's happened to your hand?
Well, you've got a cut on the palm, young lady.
Amy scratched me when I tried to take my bag away from her. She fought like a wildcat.
Well, what'd you expect me to do, smile at you when you grabbed me? Anyway, I didn't take much. It isn't as bad as all that.
I'm afraid it's a lot more serious than you imagine, Amy. You not only face a charge of larceny... but also one of murder in the first degree.
Murder? Oh, no. No, I didn't kill Helen Carter. I swear I didn't, Mr. Keene.
You can defend yourself in court, Amy. I'm asking Mr. Keene to see to it that you're placed under arrest.
Well, at least give me a chance to call someone.
An attorney?
No, not a lawyer. Mr. Bradhurst.
Kim Bradhurst, our neighbor. What's he got to do with this?
Well, never mind. He owes me a little something, at least protection. Let me call him. That's all I ask.
All right, Amy. Go ahead.
I'll keep her company, boss, just to see that she behaves herself.
Right, Mike.
So it was Amy Parrish who murdered my niece, eh?
Perhaps. But this case isn't quite finished, Mr. Briggs. We may be due for another surprise. In any event, we'll hear what Mr. Bradhurst has to say. That must be Kim Bradhurst now. Philip.
Yes, Mr. Keene?
I suggest you take your uncle to his room. There may be trouble between the two.
Very well, Mr. Keene. Come on, Uncle Jonathan.
All right. I'll go. can't stand looking at him anyway.
Here's Kim Bradhurst, Mr. Keene.
Still carrying his shotgun, I notice.
Maybe I like to carry it around, Mr. Clancy.
Well, now, Amy, what is it you want to say to Mr. Bradhurst?
Mr. Keene's accusing me of murder, Mr. Bradhurst. They all say I killed Miss Helen.
That's ridiculous.
We found Amy the maid with stolen goods a little while ago. And she admitted taking most of it from the murdered girl, Helen Carter.
I don't know anything about stolen goods, Mr. Keene. But I'll stake my reputation on the fact that Amy didn't murder Helen.
What makes you so sure, Mr. Bradhurst?
Because she was Helen's confidant, as well as her personal maid. And she's a friend of mine. Amy's done me many a favor, making things easier for me when Helen was alive. I'll return those favors by backing her to the limit.
In what way did Amy help you, Mr. Bradhurst?
I can tell you that, Mr. Keene.
Well, Miss Eloise, do you know?
Amy used to inform Kim Bradhurst when Helen's brother Philip was out of the house, so he could try to see her on the sly. It used to frighten me. I knew that Philip disliked Kim, and I thought one day it would lead to trouble. Do you know why he carries that gun around with him all the time?
I don't mind admitting it. Your sweetheart Philip's a big man, Eloise, and stronger than I am. I made up my mind to take care of him the next time he put a hand on me.
Mike, ask Philip Carter to bring his Uncle Jonathan back to the room. And ask Jonathan to bring his pet falcon along.
Okay, boss.
No, I'm afraid of that bird. I don't want to see it.
Don't worry, Amy. I got rid of one of those falcons with a shotgun. I can do the same for the second.
I advise you to be careful, Mr. Bradhurst, and keep that gun lowered.
But why bring the falcon in, Mr. Keene?
You'll see in just a moment, Miss Eloise.
Please, just call me Eloise. I feel as though we've known each other for a long time, Mr. Keene.
That's odd. I feel the same way, Eloise.
Just step inside, Mr. Briggs. What do you want with me? My bird, Mr. Keene.
I just wanted to make a test, Mr. Briggs.
Look at that bird. It's horrible.
Do you also think the falcon is horrible, Eloise?
No. I think it's a beautiful bird, Mr. Keene.
Yes. Eloise always liked my falcons. She understands them.
Perhaps even more than you imagine, Mr. Briggs.
What?
Just what are you getting at, Mr. Keene?
I'm afraid I have some shocking news for you, Philip. In my opinion, your fiancée, Eloise Gray, is a murderess. She murdered your sister, Helen.
What's that you say?
Eloise? Mr. Keene, are you joking?
A few minutes ago, Eloise claimed that she followed Amy to her room and caught her with her purse.
Well, Amy admitted it, didn't she?
Yes, she admitted it, Eloise, and she did steal your purse. But you didn't follow her or see her take it. You were waiting for Amy in her room.
And may I ask how you know?
The door was locked. If you had followed a thief to her room, you certainly wouldn't have locked the door yourself. It would have put you in a dangerous position. No, it was Amy who locked her own door when she entered, thinking she was alone. And you were waiting there to kill her, the way you killed Helen Carter.
That's a lie, Mr. Keene.
No, it's not a lie, Eloise. And I have further proof. You said Amy scratched your hand when you struggled with her for the purse. I noticed that Amy bites her fingernails. They aren't long enough to scratch anyone.
Then, Mr. Keene, how did Eloise get that cut on her palm?
She inflicted it on herself by accident, Philip. She was wearing sharp talons, yellow talons, to use on Amy as she did on your sister.
Look at her, Mr. Keene.
Yes, yes, I killed her. She hated me. She wanted to break up my engagement to Philip.
But that isn't true, Eloise. She loved you.
Loved me? Wasn't she trying to call the police?
Yes, and you cut the phone wire. In some way, Helen found out what you were, Eloise, and she tried to protect herself.
Boss, look what she's putting on her hands.
The talons, the sharp claws. She wears them like gloves.
You hate me too, Keene. And you'll get what she got. Now!
Mr. Keene, look out!
Saints preserve us, but I was almost too paralyzed to move. Did you see how she acted, boss? Why, she waved her arms like she was some kind of a hawk and went for your throat, Mr. Keene.
Yes, Mike. Mr. Bradhurst, I'm sorry you used your gun. Mike would have been able to subdue her.
I couldn't help it, Mr. Keene. When I saw the insane look on her face, watched her reach for your neck with her talons, I tried to protect you instinctively.
Well, I suppose she's better off. She was undoubtedly insane.
Mr. Keene, I can't believe it. How could anyone change so?
I'm sorry, Philip. But in my opinion, your fiancée had a split personality. She changed from a human being to what you've just seen, homicidal maniac. How long had you known her?
Only a few months.
And your sister, Helen, actually was very fond of her, Philip?
Yes, Mr. Keene.
Well, Eloise had to have some excuse for murder in her poor, distorted mind. So she imagined Helen was trying to ruin her life. Amy would have been her second victim. It went for a stroke of luck. However, we can consider the case to be closed. We've solved the mystery of the Yellow Talon murder.
Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummer. Dialogue by Lawrence Cleve. Bennett Kilpack plays Mr. Keene. It is on the air every Thursday at this time. Don't miss Mr. Keene next Thursday when the kindly old Tracer turns to the case of murder with 1,000 witnesses. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.